nothing to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
And we begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is November 1st, 2020. And before we go back to the phones here, I was got a lot of information. All my friends all across the country, I got a lot of friends in California still who are, by the way, leaving. And I was just told today, now I'm not sure if this is true yet, but I could see it to be a possibility. Gavin Newsom is looking for evidently giving assessing a penalty tax if you decide to leave the state of California. Canada does that. I know that they'll assess a tax if you decide to leave the country, go somewhere else. They'll tax you heavily to, well, that's your payment, that's your punishment for leaving us. But it appears, I don't know if it's true or not, I just heard it today, that they're looking at assessing a penalty tax if you move out of the state, which there is a mass exodus leaving California. A lot of my friends are leaving finally. It took them several years to do so. It took me, about 3 years ago, I finally left California. I saw the writing on the wall. As soon as it became a sanctuary city, sanctuary state, I realized I got to get out of here. Well, they have a new tax assessment board out now, and they're looking for everything they can to tax. There are going to be new toll roads coming to California, roads that were just normal roads that you pay for. By the way, that'll be double dipping there in California. If you're paying taxes for your gas taxes, which goes to roads and schools, then the toll road is a double dipper situation. You're paying twice for the toll road, and it's crazy. The bridges, new tolls for the bridges. San Francisco Golden Gate will be going up. The Bay Bridge will be going up, the tolls. They are so strapped, so buried in debt, the state of California. And I don't know if Paul Preston thinks that they're going to be able to split the state and have their own separate part of the state there in control, to have their own government. With the fires and the floods and everything else that's going on there, and I do believe that a lot of that is very purposeful to deter them from splitting the state in two, but it's toast. I just didn't see any possibility to beat these people at their game, and I tried very hard. A rule of law. Now, where in the law would it be allowed to assess a penalty tax on somebody who says, well, I'm selling my house in California, I'm moving to another state, and to assess you a penalty for doing so? There's nothing legal about any of this stuff. But then again, sanctuary is illegal also. So we're talking about a state that does not believe in the rule of law. California does not believe in the rule of law. They laughed at me when I took them on for the sanctuary city in Santa Rosa. They laughed at me, basically. Big smirks on their face, like, what are you going to do about it? We can do whatever we want. Let's go back to the phones here. David in San Francisco, you're on the show.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Steve. Hey, you know, you were filling in for John about a month ago, and you and I were chatting about how, you remember how there's like a coin shortage?
Yeah. Yep.
And it seemed to me, you know, like when they say, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, I'm totally against the Federal Reserve, right? Federal Reserve has been milking America for years because they make the paper money. But the coins are made by the Treasury. And okay, so we the people don't have to pay interest. We don't have to pay a service charge on the coins. And if there's a shortage of coins, then if Steve Mnuchin was a patriot, he would have started plumping them out about as quick as possible and making $2 coins and $5 coins and $10 coins so that we, the people, didn't have to use the paper money.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dave, there's a big push altogether. And I just saw the Grayscape commercial the other day. It talked about the history of money and what used to be money, and then of course the now the printing of the fiat currency or the dollar, that's our currency now, and that they're phasing it out. And I haven't seen the commercial yet for this, but I'm sure we'll see something literature wise coming soon about how filthy and how dirty money is, from one hand to another hand, how filthy it is. Coins are really filthy. And that's going to be their push to go to the digital currency. You got to remember, money in your pocket, money in your mattress, wherever you keep your money, if it's not in their hands, it's out of their control. The digital currency will be used as leverage for future debt and for pension funds, and you name it. It's in their control. It's all in their ballpark. And that's what they have planned. That's exactly what they have planned. And I have no doubt that they will succeed in getting their digital currency. They started off with debit cards and making it easy just to swipe the card. And we know that people actually spend 33% more if they swipe a card. So they like that. The creditors love that on the interest rates. So they are pushing for the digital currency. And the American people are just, I don't know. Again, is it an IQ problem? Is it laziness that they said, well, I don't have to carry money, I could just swipe the card? I don't know, but it is going towards a digital currency, no doubt about it. I don't think we could stop that one.
Yeah. Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Yeah. The issue I was trying to make is whether or not Mnuchin is as smart as he claims he is. Because does he want us trapped in some sort of a paper money or a digital money world? And I think I mentioned this to you when we were talking when you were covering for Stadtmiller. There was a Southern District attorney from he was from Southern New York, which is Manhattan. Okay. Right. Trump was trying to fire him. His name was Berman. This was, what, three or four months ago now. And he was trying to replace him with a guy named Clayton. And Clayton is, if I understand right, he's in the Treasury, but so he has a loyalty to the Treasury Department, but at the same time, he's very into cryptocurrencies. So it's just like Pete Rose betting against his own team. And I'm just, I tried to do the laundry the other day, and quarters are still scarce. So Steve Mnuchin has had a solid month to get more quarters in circulation, and if America is going bankrupt with this COVID epidemic, then why aren't they turning out coins? Why aren't they churning out dollar coins? Why aren't they creating $5, $10, $20 coins? I'd say $50 coins, frankly.
Well, it's probably David, because why waste your time printing up something you're going to get rid of? If we're all going to the digital currency,
I think
there was a reason. There's a reason why they shut down some of these mints to making coins, and they figure why it's not. If we're going to the digital currency, don't waste your time with printing up all the coins and minting the coins. Just we're going to digital. Start pulling back, make it a little inconvenient for people. I don't have the coins, and they'll start swiping the cards. Start swiping the cards, and that's how it starts.
Well, I'm not interested in going to an electronic money system, because what happens when the electricity goes out?
Exactly.
These guys are so phony. And I'm a big historian. You're probably aware, between World War I and World War II in Germany, they had to have wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. And I know it's true, because I got my grandpa's old stamp collection of 2 million Deutschmarks, overprinted 50,000 Deutschmarks for a postage stamp. So it's these people are doing the same thing with the electronic money. They'll come up with some sort of a panic with the money, and then they'll have us so inflated through trying to decide whether to go to Bitcoin or the one you named or the one that Clayton is invested in or all of these other ones, and people won't know doodly squat about what they're invested in, and in the meantime, they'll create the same kind of hyperinflation. So that's what I'm saying. If these guys were, and Trump's got 2 days, I'm giving him 2 days to come up with more coins. If he doesn't do it, screw him. He's a phony.
Dave, have you ever heard anybody in the mainstream media talk about the shortage? I mean, we've talked about it, but have you ever heard anybody talk about it at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a huge topic, but it's out there. I mean, every small town is going through it. Well, like I say, you're trying to do the laundry. I mean, how many laundromats have got an electronic feed on them? The only thing similar is I ran into one where you had to put like $5 into a machine and they'd give you a $5 credit card. And then you were stuck,
right.
You know, and that's that same, you know, you're talking about the interest rates on there. They say there is so much money in those cards that are never used. People leave a nickel on it or they leave $4 on it. And they, you know, there's $1 trillion or so that's just floating around in money that's never going to be used again because it's trapped on a card somewhere. And it, you know, so I'm not interested in the electronic money. The electricity goes out, or for that matter, you know, you got the hyperinflation that can be created with, you know, you've seen what's happened with Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, could you actually buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin, or were you just supposed to be, you know, investing in some sort of a, you know, a gold mine that never gets uncovered? So I was always suspicious of it to begin with, and, you know, that's too. Why Mnuchin, if he doesn't produce coins in 2 days, screw him.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Dave, I got to move on here. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I think the bottom line is always keeping the American people in debt to the central banking system, whether it's a fiat currency or it's a digital currency. It's keeping you in debt, keeping countries in debt. That's their bottom line. That's their goal. Back to the phones here. We got Tom in Utah. Hey there, Tom.
Hi there, Steve. Just a little brief story about my wife. My wife teaches the handicapped children in the school in elementary. And, you know, last year before this COVID nonsense occurred, she would come back from class with enthusiasm, you know, with sparkle in her. And her walk and sparkle in her conversation, and really kind of at peace working with these kids. Now she comes home, she hits the sofa, passes out, and is just exhausted. The other day they had a gathering of the teachers, and she was there, and they were discussing this family who had very carefully quarantined themselves, but then they had a family gathering for a baby, you know, christening or blessing. And within a week, several members of the family, extended family that had been at the family's gathering, came down with the alleged COVID. And so they were discussing this situation at the school. And my wife, you know, she carries the burden of me as being a husband. So I've kind of messed up her understanding a little bit. And they were saying, well, you know, it's because that family gathered together that they all passed the infection back and forth around. They passed it through that contact. My wife made a mistake that she would hardly ever make before. She said, well, does anybody ever consider the fact that there was 10 to 20 pounds of dead cadaver on the table, which they all had, you know, consumed? And she said the teachers in that room just went dead silent. And they looked at her like she was crazy.
She says,
and my wife has been very reserved because she knows how people react when they get to hear the truth. But she said it was bizarre when she mentioned the fact that it's possible they were contaminated by consuming the same flesh together, same cadaver. Sure. She almost said that. They thought that is just not even logical. That's the sadness, though. See, Nancy Pelosi knows that. These other people in that cabal, they all know you cannot get this disease through air or through contact.
So of course.
They don't have to wear the mask, and yet we are the fools.
No.
What is that statement? It's easier to fool a man than to tell a man it's easier to fool a man than it is to convince him that he has been fooled.
That's right.
And my wife found that out.
It is. Tom, I appreciate you calling in. Move on here, though. I appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Appreciate you calling in. Back to the phones here. I don't know who this is. True Bachelor in Arkansas.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Pardon?
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Wie geht es Ihnen? All right, my German here.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
I know wie geht es Ihnen.
How are you? Good.
I'm doing
Very good.
Good. I'm doing
Nicht good. Good.
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Wanted to let you know that Tom Lacovera show on your network today, he announced with 1-2 that the Federal Reserve is not going to print cash anymore. Go back and look at your, it's 1-2 your time because you're on Austin time.
Yeah.
East time.
So they're not going to be printing up any more currency.
No, they will not be printing any more bills.
So when is the switch to the digital currency, they say?
I don't know, but they announced it late last night on Halloween night. They always announced the Federal Reserve was created back in 1913, on Christmas Eve. And all the people that were against that were on the Titanic, and J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds got off the boat right at the last minute call. And you know what happened with the Titanic in April 12th? 1913. Yeah. They all went down with the ship. The Rothschilds and up. Yeah. They got, and no more, they're not going to print any more, currency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was on your network today.
I'll look that up.
Look that
Thanks
up.
Thanks for telling me about it.
Ich verstanden Sie.
Okay.
And most people do not have a nicht gestalt. No common sense.
I can't remember what it gestalt. My German is so weak now. You know what? Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I spoke German fluent.
Yeah.
I was born in a place, it was a little small town called Bachnang. 7,000 people live there, I think, still today. And when I moved to the United States here, my father was military. When we moved to the United States, as a little kid, I had kids picking on me and Heil Hitler and Nazi. And then I came home. I got a lot of fights, and my mother would speak in German to me, and I'd speak back to her. And I was just a little kid, and my father said it would be nice to keep the language, but it seems to be a problem here. And so he said, we need to speak English only because this is just bringing more problems on you kids.
Well, it's always been a problem.
And so we was frowned upon speaking German anymore, and I was pushed into the direction of English. And then little by little, it just kind of all escaped. And
that's what it was meant to, because they were standing up against the enemy. Have you ever heard of Ashley Furniture?
Yeah, I have.
You know who founded that? My Grossel Grandvater. I've got a picture of him 100 years ago.
That's cool.
And a Cherokee Indian wife. My grandma worked this. I've got one of the original chairs here in my house.
That's cool.
So, you know,
that's what happened in my house. We had to speak English only, and you don't use it, you lose it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Anything.
You do.
And
I hate that, but that's what happened. And it was really weird because, I don't know, it's gotten a lot of fights. It was, Hitler thing.
Well,
and then my grandmother would fly over. And, of course, my whole house, we'd be out in the yard talking German and stuff. And these kids were cruel. They were cruel, but their parents didn't stop them.
No. So, because they have been demonized, but the Bolsheviks, from the Austin.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, that this was all twisted history, is what I call it.
Appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And we'll be back after a short commercial break. I want to get into this Bobulinski witness that was on Tucker Carlson the other day, a couple days in a row. I want to talk about that a little bit. It's the October surprise, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Let's talk about the October surprise a little bit here. I've thinking about the timing of this release of the Hunter Biden hard drive, and you know how this guy. I mean, the more we learn more about Hunter Biden, the more we realize he's a drug addict. He can't be trusted. He gets kicked out of the military for cocaine, and kind of like the George W. Bush situation there. Except there's no punishment. He never went to jail. And people I know who were in the military who got caught with drugs, they actually went to Leavenworth. So when your father is a politician, you get a pass in the judicial system of serving hard time or whatever. So we know he's kind of a black sheep. He's a drug addict. He's got a crack habit. He's got a cocaine habit here. Evidently so stupid in a high state that he drops his computer off after he gets a wet at a computer service center, then forgets all about what's, you know, it's there. He forgot all about to even pick it up again 6 months later. And of course, now it's in the possession of the owner because of the repair shop, because, well, you didn't pick it up. It's unclaimed merchandise. It's mine now. And so I thumb through it and see what's in there. You never know. And the right thing to do is if you see something illegal in there, you actually have to turn it in to law enforcement or the FBI, which he did. The pictures, who knows? I have yet to see any pictures. I'm looking to find out what kind of pictures are on there on his computer. We're talking about girl pictures. Are they underage? Are they older than 18? What's on the computer here? Aside of the, it's most obvious, the influential, using my father, the big guy, as he refers to, the big guy, getting his cut. They pay for play, you know, scandal they had going on with Russia here, not Russia, but China. Worth billions, deals worth billions of dollars. And of course, the Bidens would net millions in income here. Kind of a golden parachute, I would say, for Joe Biden when his career in government is over. So he was making sure that he had a nice cushy income, something to put away for his years, his service in government, 47, 48 years. I want to know where that money went. It's the government is so on in tune to keep track of how much money's in my account. If I put money in, how much I take out, especially if it's 10 grand, that's the key number there. The red flag number is 10,000. So where do you think where millions of dollars are that Joe Biden squandered away, put somewhere? Where do you think that might be, that little nest egg? It's not in the United States. I guarantee you that's in a foreign bank somewhere. But there must be a way to track it because they're always tracking money going in and leaving the country. And if they're doing their job, as I would assume they are, because we got a big war on terrorism here, we must find where the money goes. Because if you intercept the money here and stop the money flow, the terrorism usually dries up, right? Isn't that the old saying? You cut the head off the snake, the financing part of the terrorism war here, and it goes away. It's all over. So this money, that's this accumulated money, millions and millions of dollars, must be somewhere, and they have to find it. Now, mainstream media is not touching this with a 10-foot pole. It's a Russian conspiracy here. But then you have this witness here. Now, the guy comes forward here, and this is where it gets really interesting here. Tony Bobulinski here, a partner that was the middleman setting up the deal with China and bringing in Joe Biden, bringing Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden, the other Biden brother there. Brother to Joe Biden. And he started to ask some questions, say, hey, wait a minute here. Where's the, we're doing some stuff here. This is foreign investments and starting a new company here. Where's the government oversight on this? We got to make sure this is all kind of up and up and legal. Well, Joe Biden says, no, he doesn't want that. Well, of course he doesn't want this. This is his untracked money. This is money he could send elsewhere. And this is his golden parachute. What's interesting is that Tony Bobulinski wouldn't have come forward. We would have never known about this setup guy here, the middleman to set the deal up. We would have never known about Tony Bobulinski had Adam Schiff just retract a statement implicating Tony Bobulinski as being a Russian disinformation agent. Had he just come back and say, you know what, I misspoke. Tony Bobulinski is not a Russian disinformation agent. I retract the statement. It goes away. The name is cleared. Tony Bobulinski would have never gone on Tucker Carlson 2 days in a row and spill the beans and talk about how deep this goes, the meetings, the emails, the texts. How deep does this thing go? Again, when Joe Biden or whoever it was, Jim Biden or Hunter, one of the other, can't remember who said it, how do you get away with this? Not noticed. Plausible deniability. So if he pushes the button on this issue and starts giving more names and more dates and more times and has more information, evidently he's got a lot of information. He's done his homework. He's kept all the paperwork in order here. He's got the information to bury them, as they said. If this goes further, you will bury us. That's where we're going with this. Well, the question I have to you is, since the FBI had their hands on this hard drive since December of 2019, why hold on to it for so long? My wife and I were talking about this today. Pretty smart. She says, well, timing, you're right. The timing is interesting. What if... And this story broke right after they had the hard drive in 2019, December 2019. Had this story broke about the corruption, the pay-for-play, the influence of the vice presidency on foreign markets and foreign corporations, getting inside track to deals here in the United States or influence in Washington, had that broke earlier, Joe Biden would have been out. He wouldn't be the DNC's choice for president of the United States. But who would have? As he would have been out of the way, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was liked by the youth. They liked this guy. Yeah, he's a socialist. They love the socialists. They want the free stuff. And they actually, he had more of a following and more of a pull with the youth than Joe Biden ever has. Joe Biden is not all there. He's not all there. So I think that's a pretty good theory that the reason they held on to it so long, they did like that October surprise to kind of bury him with the corruption. But I think also had they released it at the time they actually had it in December, I think Trump might have had a hard time beating Bernie Sanders, believe it or not. Think about that for a little bit. Come right back after a short commercial break. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Off the Beaten Path. Be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back. 512-248-8252. Open lines. Nobody's there yet, so that's good. I tell you what, this has been a very therapeutic show for me tonight. I have been very, very tense this whole entire week. This has been very therapeutic for me. I'm glad my system has worked really well. Thank you, David, for fixing my system last week. And I had some glitches on an old system back up to something totally different now. So I appreciate you, Dave, for fixing my issue here. My computer, we're all sounding good here. Love it. So Tony Bobulinski, the interview, credible source, I got to say. The guy sounds really well. He's thought out. He's polished. He has the information. He has the goods. Backs up his case very, very effectively here. Which is interesting is that Tucker evidently had some evidence. They decided overnight to L.A., I believe it was, L.A. chapter there. And given to a carrier, UPS, which UPS says they're the best in the business, right? Loses the envelope. And I started thinking to myself, is it possible? Tell me they didn't do something stupid like put the originals in the envelope there. And they don't have, you know, they don't have the original. But turns out they were copies, and that was a smart thing to do. But, you know, with something this important, they probably should have put a guy in a plane and flown him over there instead of taking a chance. I think they may have learned a lesson on this. But and the flash drive finally did pop up envelope thrown away. Nobody knows what happened to it. UPS isn't talking. And that's the end of the story on that. So we'll see what else comes on with the Tony Bobulinski here situation here. That's 2 days he's done with Tucker Carlson. I'd like to know more. The mainstream media is not touching it. They're not going to touch it. Not because they call it a slander campaign. It's a slander campaign against him. Well, if it was, you should be able to debunk it, right? Well, you should be able to, but they're not touching this thing with a 10-foot pole because they know this thing is legit. It is true. He got caught. This is what I call one of those something about Mary zipper moments. You know, he got it zipped up in there, and we got a bleeder here. It bleeds, it leads. This thing is deep. But, you know, does it really surprise you? Come on, let's think about it here. Does it really surprise you? Politicians, money under the table, lobbyists, influence, pay for play. This is not the first time this has ever happened. But this also is an example of what I've been talking about all along, is that these career politicians are self-serving. And the longer they stay in, the more likely they are probably to fall in the hands of those corporations, those lobbyists, and be controlled. Maybe even be blackmailed later on. Set them up for the blackmail. Kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein situation here. Lolita Express, Orgy Island. Now they own you. Now they control you. It's time for term limitations. This is a perfect example. It's time. It's time for term limitations. We'll see what happens in the new term for Donald Trump. I do believe he's going to win. I do believe he's going to get in there. This last campaign, this last rally he had in Butler, Pennsylvania. My God, looked like a rock star here. I never seen so many people. And so they're talking in the double digits, and now it's getting a little more narrower. They're getting closer and closer. It's a head-to-head. It's really close. Chuck Todd from CNN talking. This is in 2016. They had egg all over their face. How they got it so wrong. I do believe they're going to get it wrong again. This time, we might possibly see even a bigger landslide than last time on the Electoral College votes here. It's possible. I think we will. I think Republicans are the silent majority. Don't want to show their hand. They don't want to be identified. They don't want to be targeted. They don't want to be canceled. I think they're playing it smart. But we'll see what happens on November 3rd. The shenanigans, the chaos, the looting, the rioting, the arson. I think if Trump wins, I think what we're going to see is a situation in your major, major Democrat-controlled governed cities. I think we're going to see something like you'd never seen before. You thought Wisconsin was bad. You thought Portland was bad. You thought Seattle was bad. I think you ain't seen nothing yet. I think there's a strategy to burn down these cities and many, many cities across the United States to force Donald Trump to save the nation, step down. I don't think Donald Trump's the kind of guy to give in to that. I think if he's smart, he's already had a conversation. He'd been on the phone already. He's got the National Guard on alert, standby, and ready to go into these major cities and squash the bug. But we got some great technology, military technology. I think maybe it's time to use it. These people are planning on doing a situation like this to force him out, even though he did win legitimately. They want to do this. They want to burn the cities down. It's time to pull out the ADS system, the active denial system, and crank that microwave up. Use it. Get the technology. Don't allow these cities to be burned down and torched. Let's not see another LA riot situation here. Well, you know, what happened in Philadelphia last week is totally embarrassing. But again, another Democrat-controlled city. I can't believe it. People sitting back, the police sitting, watching the looting, the the destruction, the thievery. Nothing done. Well, I tell you what, if I were a business owner and this is the way you treated my business, you stole from me, you destroyed my store, I'm not coming back. I'm pulling my stores in all these cities that did not protect my store and allow this to happen. That's exactly what I would do. No Targets, no Walmarts, whatever store you have, nothing. I pull it. I pull the plug completely on that city. I would never go back in there if that's the way you treat me. Not stealing necessities. Bread, food, tennis shoes, TVs, stereo equipment, whatever, headphones. This is Christmas time. And the excuse of shooting Wallace here was just an excuse. People don't even know who this guy is. The guy waving a knife that gets shot by police. An excuse to go shopping and get free stuff. That's all it was. They know nothing about what the situation is. Just an excuse. It's sad. It's a sad commentary. I know some people watch that on TV and notice the color of the skin of the people who are stealing all these items. They might generalize and say they're all like that. They're all a bunch of thieves. They are embarrassing. I know plenty of people who feel the same way I do. They're ashamed that these people are their race, the human race, but they're black. And they're shaming black people everywhere, what they're doing, shaming them. Well, we'll see. Yeah, I feel good. Like I said, talking this out makes me feel tons better. Let's talk about a little bit of censorship here. I guess the big three here, Ted Cruz met, the Senate Commerce Committee had met with the big three here from Google, Pumpkin Pie Haircut, Facebook owner Mark Zuckerberg, and Jack Dorsey of Twitter, asking them, who in the hell voted you in that you could censor what people say on your Facebook pages and in your social media page? Who gave you the authority, the power to do that, restrict what the conversation is? Do we need more laws? Do we need more laws on the books of how a corporation like this should behave? Well, I understand that they say, you know, if they find it threatening and endangerment, I'm okay with that. If somebody's threatening somebody or talking about blowing up a building or something, I'd say, oh, yeah, I understand that. But sharing information, first of all, it's accurate, true information. New York Post broke the story about the Hunter Biden hard drive left behind at the repair shop, how they found out what was on it. It wasn't a fake news story. It was very accurate. It couldn't be debunked. Then you have Bob Alinsky step in and add more to the situation here, the story and credibility to this hard drive, the pay for play. It's not a fake story, but no, it is. And we're not going to let people know about it. We're not going to let people talk about it. And if we see any word of it, we simply take it down and we restrict you or we delete your account. I've been saying for years and years, I want nothing to do with any of these social media platforms. I think I was on Facebook for 1 week, California, back in, I'm going to say 2008, maybe, something like that. And I didn't give much information. I was just trying to keep in touch with some people abroad as a travel nurse. I had friends all over the country. And I thought this is a way to send some pictures and keep in touch with people. I finally realized that when I saw what people were putting on their Facebook pages, all the information they were giving up on themselves. Yet this was a perfect situation for identity theft, to grab all the information it could and basically impersonate you if they wanted to. I wanted no part of that. So within a week, I remember I finally said to people, I'm done here. If you want to reach me, you know my telephone number. We'll talk on the phone. I like that anyway. It's personable, talking to people on the phone. So I ditched it. Never did the Twitter. Never did the Google. Just the Facebook for maybe 1 week. That was all I ever did, and I ditched that pretty fast. It was more I started thinking about it, not only was it offering up too much information that could be taken and used for identity theft, I also suspected that the NSA was probably gathering a lot of data too to build a profile on who you are, what you're all about, what your beliefs are. I'm sure there's a page on me. Quite certain there is. Am I worried about it? No. It is what it is. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I tell the truth. I want the best for this nation. I have skin in the game, a daughter, grandchildren. I want better for them. What's wrong with that? That's patriotism. That's patriotism. Let me go back to the phones here. We got, it looks like John in Austin. Hey, John, how you doing? John in Austin. Going once. Going twice. No John. Did we lose him? Okay. All right. I'll keep rambling on here. Okay. Not a problem. Well, let's see here. I got a nice card in the mail the other day. Here we go. Joe Biden putting our families first. Monstrous big card here. I wonder how much it costs to send this thing here. The monster. He's backtracking now a little bit here on the free college education here. But I did see on this one here, it's also saying he's wanting to give 12 weeks of paid child leave. And I'm thinking, here it is. Yeah, Biden has a plan for 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave. Guy yells over his wife, get in the bedroom. We got some business to take care of here. I get 12 weeks off if you're pregnant here. On top of my vacation. So this is going to be great. Pay down or pay your student loans off here. Free medical care for everyone, including illegals. I haven't talked to too many young people if they really believe in this stuff. I would think, are they that naive to think that all this stuff that's been offered for free could actually be delivered? I don't know. End of fracking, the end of the oil industry, the gas industry, putting millions of people out of work. That's not going to go over very well. Total green, huh? I understand that Newsom's talking about going totally green, no combustion engines by the year 2035. Here, California has their rolling blackouts. Every time it gets a little warm, everybody turns an air conditioning on. Everything's shut down. The power load. So add on top of that, everybody has to plug their car in to charge their car so you can go to work. And how do you think they're going to generate all that electricity to charge your car up? Now you got wind power, you got solar, you got nuclear. Well, nuclear is not very popular these days with the environmentalists, so that you can cut that one out. And the other two aren't possible to generate the amount of electricity that you really need. So another stupid pipe dream, another AOC dream, Green Deal dream that's not possible. Aside of ending an industry where millions of people are employed. How do you think you'd fly an airplane if you didn't have gas? What are you going to do? Have batteries? How are you going to fly it? How are you going to fly a big commercial jet? Are there going to be exclusions? Is it, well, we'll keep gasoline and jet fuel for airplanes only, but everybody else will, and cars will have to be electric. But airplanes, they have to stay on gas and oil. I don't know. How about trains? Those big trains pulling those boxcars. What are they going to run on? A lot of stupid people in politics, people. A lot of stupid people in politics. Last little stretch here, last segment, coming right back after a short commercial break. 512-248-8252. Want to hear what you got to say? You got about 9 minutes left.
Where the shallows meet the scratchlands, out where hope and the highway ends. You can park or cruise, both ways you lose. This is Fly Down.
It's the American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, I guess we got another repeat caller here, the Bachelor guy again. You're on the show.
God's wedding room down there on the sandbar. But I wanted to let you ask you a question. I realize officially you're not a medical doctor and you do not give medical advice, but you are a nurse.
So I am correct. I'm an ICU nurse, ER nurse. Yes, I am.
Right. And no emesis, the nemesis, emesis. Right. Okay.
Right.
Just want to let you ask you a question. I had hernia surgery, and I did my first surgery ever. I'm a little bit older than you, I'm about 60. And it's still burning, you know, the nerves on the right hand, leg. I called the nurse and stuff. Will this heal up eventually?
How long ago did you have the surgery?
It was September 8th.
September.
Almost 2 months. And it's still burning, but the hernia I had was 2.5 months because I didn't want to have surgery.
What kind of hernia was it?
Inguinal.
Inguinal. Okay.
Yeah.
Inguinal,
I want to call it.
Yeah, it's called inguinal. Your burning sensation is you have sensitivity, which you're probably reestablishing some circulation that you didn't have before.
That's what I thought. Infusion of the nerves.
Yeah. It's probably a little bit of both. You're reestablished some circulation, and it's probably some of the nerves that they're just kind of repairing. That burning sensation is probably nerves. You should heal. You should resolve that.
Okay, it'll be 2 months, November 8th.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10 on pain, 1 being the least and the 10 being the most, what's your pain level on it?
It's about 8, unless I'm unconscious.
That's pretty high. Okay. What are you taking for it?
Ibuprofen.
That's it?
Yep.
And what does that bring it down to? What's your pain level after that?
Maybe 5 or 6 with a couple of Bud Light seltzers.
You need to call your physician and talk to him and tell him more about what's going on here and come back in for another assessment.
Yeah, and they said they could give me something to numb it, but I want this thing gone.
You need to follow up with your physician on this. That's what I would recommend. Follow up.
Okay, so you think that's too much pain because I've been, but here's one more thing. The old Ashley furniture I got, I sat on my furniture is busted through my chair. It's 50 years old, and I got a new chair. I went out and bought a chair at Walmart, found $5, and it'll keep my hip steady. The hip I had of the hernia was sitting lower than the other hip, you know, because the chair's busted through, and I put pills and everything behind it. Think I could have done something?
Could have been.
You know, one
something's
hip
irritated
right below
there.
The other hip.
Yeah, it could be possible, but I would definitely do a follow-up. Call your physician and make an appointment. Go see your doctor again. Have them do another assessment, and maybe you need maybe a CAT scan or something there to see what's going on. But I think 2 months out,
tell me the nerves,
got this,
you know, fusion of the nerves. It's nerves.
I would go back in. Go pay your doctor another visit here. Go check it out. I would.
Okay. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry to call back in and bother you.
That's all right.
But you think I should go call back in, get something before the end of the year, 80% paid,
right?
I would
definitely, I would. I wouldn't wait any longer than that, no.
Because that burning is just, you know, it's like how you hit your funny bone.
Yeah.
I'm getting that nerve, you know, that vibration in German.
Yeah, I would. I think you should probably make another appointment. Go back in.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's what I would do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Danke schön.
You got it. Well, that seems like I hear our music here. That ends the show. Thank you for being there today. I enjoyed the show. Like I said, it was good therapy for me. Stay tuned for Keith Rogers and his show called Perception Management following my show. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. We will talk again. Good night.
I was born yesterday when they brought my Kamakiri.
If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.